Hey, I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Lauren.
And you're listening to the Her Next Big Move podcast.
This is a place where we will help you gain clarity on your big goals, break down those limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, and develop a solid strategy for building your dream life and business.
We are going to have vulnerable conversations about building our own business and introduce you to some of the most accomplished businesswomen we know to find out their secrets to success too.
Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired and give you the confidence to make
your next big move.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, or whatever day you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Hope that you're having a great day. Today, we have decided it's going to be a story time day. We want to share stories, we've decided on the podcast, that let you know a little bit of how life and business has been for us. And you can just be in on the convo of us reminiscing on things that have happened in our lives, in our business, and the learning lessons that have come from those.
Yeah, a little behind the curtain peek into what's really gone down the last few years.
So we were going through and thinking about like all of these different stories, and one came top of mind of the one that we needed to share with you. And it's a crazy one and an emotional one and a big turning point that happened, I would say, in our lives and businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all of you can really relate to this story because really it's based on the pandemic and the transition through that. And we know that so many businesses transitioned through that, if not, you know, went under. And it was such a hard time for entrepreneurs and business owners, and really finding the power and being able to pivot, right? The power of the pivot and being able to really reinvent ourselves was such a blessing in disguise, I think, looking back at it now and having this time to kind of reflect. And so would love to just kind of reminisce a little bit about our roots and where we started and how we kind of pivoted through the hard times.
100%. So the story today, everyone, is the story of us opening a 3,000 square foot
member center.
I was trying to think, like, do you call it a loft?
Office? It, like, kind of became
it morphed
everything
into like a little bit of everything. That's why I was like, wait, what did it start as and what did it end as? And the story of letting it go less than a year after signing our lease.
Yeah, absolutely. And so where do you even want to start with this?
I like almost want to start with like why we got the member center like in the first place.
Yeah.
So I remember that, you know, I was still working at Extra, and, you know, we had initially, you know, built our business plan around a digital membership, and that it was going to be a digital membership. We were going to build the tech. And like, that's what we were going to do. And that's really what we started. And then all of a sudden, Lauren just starts getting online. And Lauren starts looking at office spaces. And she starts just sending them to me. And I'm like, we don't need that.
There was a little bit of a transition before that, though. Because, okay. Because we started as this platform to connect people to other industry experts and other coaches and businesses and entrepreneurs, and we really wanted to be these connectors, which, yes, I think has stayed true the whole time. We've, yes, always been people that are trying to connect and help and empower women, and I think that's never strayed from our mission. Mm-hmm. But I think with this, we were like, well, how can we do this the best way possible?
Well, right? I think we both said that for sure. But I will just make clear, because
I wanted the space.
Lo wanted the space.
Real bad.
And, you know, I just remember this. You would just send it to me and you would just set up viewing times to like go and look at these. And then you'd be like, hey, okay, we're going to go. And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. And then I go, and then she just slowly starts like like getting me on board to this like plan. And I'm thinking of every reason we should not do this. Do you remember this?
Oh yeah, I remember. our stories are totally different versions, which is why I'm laughing because we've never actually told this story to each other. So I think it's pretty funny. But yeah, absolutely. I think I was in the mindset of like maximize. How can we yes. maximize? How can we help connect the most people? And I think through that, it was the rise of co-working.
Yes.
Right. And so we also were like, well, where are we going to work? Like, we don't have an mm-hmm. office. We don't have anywhere to go.
Yes.
And so we were like, well, we could get an office or we could get a big space and make it into our business and like incorporate it.
Well, I think like that. Okay. Are you continuing? I
was
okay.
going okay. to please, add please. That was a big mistake, but I'll let you go on that.
No, I don't think it was a big mistake. I think a lot of
a learning things, lesson.
It was a big learning lesson. And like, could we have still done it and like with the learnings that we learned after doing it? Because I'll say I did get on board eventually, right? If we just like
– I convinced her eventually.
She did. Well, she kept like showing me these spaces. And Lo is such like I was going to say dreamer, but like okay. a really
– like what is she going
to
say?
I'm trying to even think like of a better word. It's like you can like see it. Like you can like see
visualize.
A space. You can like yeah. – and I'm not as much that way. Like I can do that with like, I don't know, that we're just different in that way of
totally.
Like to where you can walk into this like literally like it was almost like a
warehouse yeah.
warehouse yeah. vibes and like
it was rough
and you could see it and like you were talking me through it and then like so I slowly started to like
the vision
yeah exactly and then I was like well, what about this or what about that? And then like, and then we started running the numbers and what it could be and like all these things. And it just took me a minute to like get on board from like
yeah.
how you originally had kind of like, you could just see it.
I think sometimes I do get stuck in my like visionary side of I almost project a little too far out sometimes to where I don't account for as many steps as it takes to get there. But I will just say that the member center really was a big opportunity for us too, because that was how we really got started. That was how we started building 100%. The community.
Yeah.
And there was so many
yeah.
Wins and learning lessons,
oh,
as we 1000%. Always say.
And really as it like progressed, it was like Lo getting me on board and then us talking to NJ
and
like
convincing
and
her.
Both convincing her that it was a good idea. And
yeah.
then and looking at the space and really like understanding what it was going to take to get it to where we would want it to be.
Yeah. That was kind of the gap that we missed a little bit was
yes.
that we didn't recalibrate our strategy. I think
yes.
that was our biggest misstep
yeah.
was we didn't recalibrate our strategy when we pivoted the model.
Mm-hmm.
We were still raising funds for the first strategy,
yeah.
which would have been fine. But mm-hmm. as we pivoted into a space and the second evolution of it,
mm-hmm.
we didn't recalculate our strategy.
Yeah, we just like
we're
moving
like,
forward so
yeah.
fast, which is one of the things that we're really good at. We move forward
yeah.
very, very quickly, but sometimes that are, you know, in a way that doesn't help us as much maybe. And
mm-hmm.
so, especially at the beginning where we didn't have as much like knowledge
right.
under our belt. And so doing that, signing the lease, like we all got on board. We all got really excited about
mm-hmm.
the idea. And this was, you know, at the end of 2019, you know,
mm-hmm.
second half of 2019, whenever we signed the lease,
mm-hmm.
we got the space to a point to where it was gorgeous. And,
it
you
was.
Know,
people loved it.
Yeah.
Like, once we opened doors in September, I think we moved in, what, June, July?
Yeah.
And we had it open by September.
Yeah.
So it was quick.
Yeah.
And
this is like truly taking it from like
warehouse
dirty.
Yeah. To beautiful co-working space.
Yeah.
And no help. No, not even like movers. Like it was literally me and P like building furniture, moving stuff in, recruiting our friends to paint the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was
and
so
put together furniture that we got at IKEA.
Yeah. But it looked beautiful.
It did. It did. I mean, like so much blood, sweat, tears like
yeah,
went into that
literally
space.
All of those.
what we learned though through that of what we didn't account for was one, how expensive it was to get the space.
To have a space.
To get it to where it needed to be
that
and
too.
Then to sustain it, I would
yeah.
say. And to like not have to do everything ourselves, I
yeah.
think was really, really difficult. And because we were at that space 7 days a week, we were tied to it from like
yeah.
the time it opened in the morning to the time it closed and
on the
opening
weekends,
and cleaning
it
and all of these things.
Yeah.
and then, you know, dealing with random problems of ants or, you know,
the AC went out or AC, whatever.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And we were, you know, the everything. Yeah. And so it was such a good learning lesson. But that's what I remember about this space. I remember so many things about it, though, that were like, I remember our grand opening was like so much fun and so
such
cool.
A success. Yeah, that was so much fun. It was packed. There was tons of people. Like, mm-hmm. we had like the loft garage style door. There was people flooding in and out. Like, yeah. It was just popping.
Yeah, we had my intent making bracelets. Yeah. We had a flower truck.
We had like, all sorts of things.
We had friends like signing people up like yeah. to become members. We had.
It was honestly like looking back on it, I think what really made that successful was like our vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not to go into woo-woo, but, like, it's mm-hmm. energy. Like, we were putting out such good energy, and we were yeah. so excited.
Yeah.
And we just knew. Like, even though everyone told us we were crazy, we're like, no, this is going to be successful. Just yeah. watch. Just wait.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, it will be. And it was that, like, undoubted belief of yeah. knowing and knowing yeah. it was going to be true. And, yeah, yeah, all of our events, we had so many great events, so mm-hmm. many great things that happened at the space. And even though it was so many different learning lessons and so mm-hmm. many different trials and errors
mm-hmm.
of figuring out what worked and what didn't, I feel like towards the end, we kind of got it down.
Yeah.
So this was, is kind of the funny thing of
yeah,
the story.
100%. I mean, I remember like some of the events that we had like that, you know, people became members, and they're mm-hmm. still like members to this day.
Yeah. We still work like with some of our OG family. Members that yeah. joined from Member Center days.
Yeah. Which is like so cool.
So special.
Yeah. I remember just so many things like about that space. Mm-hmm. I remember like, I remember a lot of the things that just didn't go right. And a lot of the things that like the really high highs and the really low lows.
Yeah.
I just remember a lot of that. I remember making coffee and us like drinking like so many cups of coffee every single day because we were so tired.
Yeah.
I remember like, I was having like an ant infestation one day.
Oh yeah, that got crazy. They were coming in from everywhere. Yeah, that was a problem.
I remember one day we walked in and there was water all over the floor.
Oh yeah, something had leaked. One time the AC went out, it was like boiling in there, and we just had all sorts of issues.
But nothing really tops the story of like how the member
selling
center-
it. Oh, I think that's the top story. But wait, what were you going to say?
That of like of letting go. The, go the lease and how that transpired.
Oh my God, that I don't even know if can be told. But what were you going to say?
That story.
That was the story.
That was
all right.
The story.
Might as well tell it.
But, you know.
Can't leave people on cliffhanger here.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking, you know, all of the member center, it was so great. It was such a learning lesson, but it was really hard for two people to yeah. run every aspect of what Ford Female was at that time.
Yeah.
And I think that was like the biggest learning lesson that we had. We just needed more support in order to be able to like be able to expand because we were both at like such max
yeah.
capacity and there was like no other way really to do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, over from September when we opened in 2019 to then, you know, getting like
March.
A whole yeah getting a whole like plan together for 2020 like that's yeah. gonna be the year that like really
we were like 2020 is gonna be our year, we're gonna like pop off, we're
yeah.
so excited, we have all these plans and
yeah.
like partners, we had a $50,000 partnership lined up
for the space
that we had to cancel mm-hmm. tell them so sorry it's a pandemic now. We don't know when we're gonna reopen, if ever.
Yeah. And I just remember those days we were like, it was March and we were on a ski trip with,
yeah.
you know, for my birthday.
Your birthday. I'll never forget.
Yeah. I mean, that trip was just.
Well, your
like,
birthdays are always memorable, but I mean, that one specifically, the ride home, me and you in the backseat of Colton's truck. Was that the year the Bears
yes.
ate the truck? Oh God, you guys, we have to tell this story. This shit you can't make up, I swear.
You cannot make this up.
This is hilarious. Okay, so I'll tell it.
Okay.
This is so funny. We went up for – so we go up pretty much every year to one
yeah.
of our friends' cabins up north. And we do skiing and, like, she has a beautiful house and we all, like, play
yeah.
games and whatever. And it's a good time. We'd go for the weekend. So this year – we go up, what, on, like, a Thursday or
yeah.
something?
Well, we had to, like, I think we had, like, an event at the Member Center
yeah.
on like a Thursday.
Like every day we had an event at the Member Center.
And so we had an amazing event. I remember it was with the PR bar, Lexi.
Yeah, that was one of our last events. Yes.
And you know, there was all this talk where like, you know, everything was kind of like.
It was kind of in the wind at that point. People were like starting to kind of close down, but some weren't. And like people were like, that's not going to last. Oh yeah, it's going to last for a long time. Like no one knew.
I just remember that Lexi brought like.
Clorox wipes. She brought a thing of Clorox wipes.
And we thought we were like golden.
We were like, that's fine. Just wipe everything down. We'll be good.
And then, so we had that event and then I think we took off that Friday.
Yeah,
and we
you're went right. Skiing. Yeah. You're right. Okay. So we're up there. We have one night. We get there like Friday night. We're like, okay, perfect. The next morning we're going to go skiing. We're so excited. Like we had a whole plan. The next day was going to be skiing, whatever. No. Cause we went wine tasting Friday.
No, that's right. Cause that's a very important
part. That's a part of the story. You have to know that part.
Yeah. So we went
wine. That was Friday, right?
Yeah. We went wine tasting.
Yeah. And so like, we must have came up Thursday. It was probably Thursday, the event, and we came up Friday because we were there all day Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are. So Friday, we literally go wine tasting all day. And mind you, we're all lightweights. Like a couple of glasses of wine, we're like, woohoo!
But Colton's with us and he's our DD.
Yeah, Colty was DDing us around all these girls for P's birthday, just like being little wine-wasted girlies running around shopping and like having our like the best time.
We were having the best time. We were just shopping at all these little boutiques. We were like,
I bought this like fabulous denim jacket I was like obsessed with.
Do you still have that?
I still have it. It's so good. And so, right, we're all pumped. We're like, oh, this is the best weekend ever. And we go to bed that night. We're all excited to wake up and go skiing the next morning. And we wake up to Carrie, who is the person who owned the house, or her parents owned the house. And she's like, you guys, wake up. There's bears outside in Colton's truck. And we think she's joking. And we're like,
this is my birthday, too.
This is her actual birthday.
Yeah, my actual birthday. We were all going to get up early to go skiing. Yeah. That's why Carrie was like up.
Up early.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like the crack of dawn. And she goes, yeah, my dad sent me a video showing me the bears on the camera attacking the truck. And we're just like all like not awake and like, what are you talking about? Like what bears? Like what? Mind you, we're up in Northern California where it is bear country. Mm-hmm. And I guess what had happened was one of us, I don't know who, not to point fingers, but somebody left trail mix in the truck and those little bears got in there and wow, did they tear that place up.
Literally all of the doors, it's snowing like
it's
crazy,
snowing. Yeah.
By the way.
We woke up to the car soaking wet, all the doors open. And the bears shredded the car. Shredded like, every seat in there.
Like there was a seat like in
the cushions
driveway.
Are all over the driveway. Everything is soaked. Soaked in
just
there.
Poor Colton. He was so.
That was like his baby.
He loved that truck. Oh my God. He loved
it. And we
that
all
truck.
Rode up with him. And so he definitely was like the ride. Yeah. Like no one else had a car there.
Exactly. And oh my gosh. I just remember like looking at him. I'm like, are you going to scream or are you going to cry?
Cry? Like what's going to happen? I know we were all like, ooh. Is he okay? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, we're like, well, I guess you're not going skiing today.
Yeah, it was like kind of this like bad joke of like, well, this is fucking hilarious, but also like, oh, like, this is not good. Colts is gonna be upset.
Yeah, and oh my God, that was
it took
so crazy.
Hours to clean it out, to vacuum up all the shreds of like cushion. Yeah, they shredded it. Like their little nails like went to town. Yeah. And they got in the front seat. They got in the back seat. They had a party. There was three bears we have on camera climbing in this truck. Just it's not like, that big of a truck. No. It had a back seat, but like that's it.
Yeah.
Three bears in one truck. I mean, come on. You can't make that up.
It was so crazy. And so we get it all together. Obviously we didn't go skiing and we just kind of like
we had to piece back the car. Yeah. We couldn't. There was no seats to sit on the whole way home. And everything was so wet. We had to put pillows on the springs to sit on the wet. Like, everything was soaked. And you had to sit on the pillow on the springs, which ended up getting soaked because everything was just soaked.
Obviously,
and
they ended up totaling that truck.
For like six hours. Yeah. It was like a 6-hour drive home.
Like by like Yosemite, so brutal. Like all the way to LA. Yeah
from LA basically up to like San Fran, like that area, that far. It was brutal.
But okay, so this so is that was really fun even story. The story we wanted
I know,
to
but
you.
That is a fun story. I always but love telling
if
that
we
story.
Only knew it was going to transpire like over the next month, yeah. Like, oh,
well, we had
gosh.
To finish the story. So on
well,
the way back,
I mean. Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's like if you look at like that as like a pivotal moment of like,
yeah, the, I mean, the from, bears
from the bears to like the other endpoint and everything yeah. in between. Like, I feel like we should have like called like. Some television station be like, hey, you might want to just record our lives for the
what's
next
happening?
Month because this is going to be crazy.
Yeah. It was I mean, it's just funny now to look back, but yeah. It was stressful in the moment. We were all like, ooh.
It was so stressful because so obviously, like, we're like, okay, that's a story we're going to tell for the rest of our lives. And, like, so then we, like, pack up everything.
But the story's not over.
And we head back to – and we head back to LA, but on the way back to LA, sitting on the springs in the truck,
on a
we
wet
start
pillow.
Getting these like ping notifications all about COVID,
everything shutting down. Mm-hmm. And then we get a call from our third partner, NJ, mm-hmm. saying like, we need to get on a call. Or no, it was a text. It was like, mm-hmm. we need to get on a call now. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we're in the car. And she's like, we need to get a call now.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. we had to get on a conference call in the car with like everyone else in there. And mm-hmm. we're trying to like figure out, well, what do we do? Like, do we need to shut down? Do we need to cancel our events? Like, mm-hmm. what are we doing? Like,
yeah,
'cause it was kind of like coming back to reality. And we're like, oh, everything is like shut down.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was kind of like the bears trauma to like coming back to reality yeah. trauma of like, oh my God, do we have to close our space? Like yeah. what? We just opened.
So I remember we like came back and we had decided on that call, we're like, you know, we should shut down the member center for 2 weeks.
Yeah. That was the decision.
Yeah.
Just until things clear up and they can get a handle on it. And like, mm-hmm. we know what's going on.
Yeah. For 2 weeks, we decided we'll just, you know, we'll close the member center for 2 weeks and, you know, for everybody's safety. And we wanted to make sure, you know, everybody, you know, would be safe and yeah. that not being in a co-working space. With, like,
yeah, that
all
was
together,
not ideal.
That was not ideal.
For
and so
an airborne virus.
Yeah. And, you know, having events and things like that, obviously not ideal, which was a big part of our business model at that yeah. point. So it was really scary.
Yeah.
So, you know, I remember we put together, you know, an email, send it out to all of our members at the time, let everybody know. And really over the next, you know, couple of weeks, we really had to start thinking about, well, what can we do?
Yeah.
Right. Like, and that's where we started doing, that's really where Accountability Club started.
Yeah.
That's where we started, you know, our online platform.
Yep.
That's where, you know, a lot of things started to really get built based off of pure need.
Yeah.
And what we needed at the time too. And so, you know, a couple weeks pass, and what everybody knows now is that obviously it wasn't just 2 weeks, and that, you know, it was going to be much longer, you know, thing. And, you know, at that point in our business, we were still very fresh, and what a lot of our business was off of the events that we were doing,
yeah.
off of the space, off of our in-person
yeah.
membership and all of these things. And we were just launching the digital side of it
right.
based off of need. But so we were like, well, you know, having this at that time, like rent was still like it, none of the like
yeah.
rent, like
nothing stopped.
Like, what did you call them? Like where,
the moratorium.
Yeah. To mm-hmm. where you didn't have to pay rent and stuff like that.
Right.
But it was still due. And so we still
yeah, that hadn't started yet. It was still like very, very early stages of no one knew what was going on. And
but what I will say is that we really were smart whenever we signed our lease.
Yeah.
Because we made sure there was a clause that we had a 30-day out.
Yeah.
If anything were to happen.
Make sure you have always with your contracts, you are like protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you receive a contract from someone, a landlord, another business, mm-hmm. Whatever, you need to make sure that you have something in there that's protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were fortunate enough to have mentors and people helping us, guide us mm-hmm. to make sure we added that clause in there. Mm-hmm. If we wouldn't have, we would have been completely in a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would have been in a totally different place.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, I think it was like one of those moments where, you know, you and I were kept going back and forth mm-hmm. of like what to do and what to do with this space and
yeah.
like, and all of these, and like, do we keep it? Do we not? Like, yeah. What is like the smartest way to do? And with how much money we have, you know, what, how much runway and how we're going to use that money. Is it going to go towards rent of a space that we can't use, or is it going to go towards, you know, building the business in a different way? And I think that was one of the hardest decisions that I think we had to make, but we obviously knew what was the right one. But there was so much emotion tied up into this space because it was like our baby. We had put like blood, sweat, and tears into it. And so like being able to just, you know, not have control over like, you know, this awful, horrible, you know, virus that's going around like the world, you feel so helpless of like, you don't really have a choice and you just have to do the things that like are going to help you survive.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of our biggest assets to that time and to surviving through that was that we really listened. Mm-hmm. We had already started building that community, even though it was very small at that time. Mm-hmm. We had a community. We had people that were coming in every day that were, mm-hmm. you know, supporters and fans. And we really reached out to them and asked, like, how can we help support you guys? Like, how can we help you keep going? Like, mm-hmm. we know this is like crazy times, but like, we want to be your cheerleader and help you in any way. And we were like, what would that look like? And the biggest things that we heard over and over again was, well, I need like help staying accountable and staying on track so I don't completely fall off and just lose the business. Mm-hmm. And I need help going digital. Mm-hmm. I need help turning my in-person business to a digital platform. Mm-hmm. And so we heard that over and over again. And it was just this like divine timing that mm-hmm. prior to this business, I had already built up a creative agency. Mm-hmm. I was already doing that. I was already doing content creation, branding, website mm-hmm. development, all of that. And so it just made sense. And the timing aligned so much of like just transitioning that into Forward Female, because we're like, this is what's needed. Like mm-hmm. we need to create, be able to help people create these assets and these, you know, logos and websites and all of these things that they're needing help with to go digital. They need that support and they mm-hmm. need that like mm-hmm. that community around them that's like helping them stay accountable and keep going. And mm-hmm. so really, that was truly how the Accountability Club was born. I mean, it started, we were on calls every day when it first started. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For like what, the first like month maybe or something?
Yeah, a month or so or two.
When it was like crazy mm-hmm. times and no one knew what was going on, we got on every single day.
Yeah.
Because we were like, wow, we know that everything is changing every single day. Yeah. These rules are changing, mm-hmm. laws are changing, like the world is changing. Like everything was shifting so quickly. Mm-hmm. And so it would almost be like everyone would come together and kind of collectively share what they knew mm-hmm. and like inspired one another to like say like, keep going. Like mm-hmm. we can get through this.
Yeah. 100%.
It was powerful. Honestly, like that was such a pivotal, I think, moment for me personally too, to mm-hmm. like have that, even though we were kind of facilitating and bringing it together, it was so powerful to be a part of.
Yeah.
And to see and it to really like was. Have that own accountability for ourselves to like check in with every day, especially when things were so uncertain.
Yeah.
No one knew what was going to happen. Like mm-hmm. having that check-in every day, like truly was like a saving grace.
Yeah, it really was. And it was, you know, I think what helped us, you know, keep going, I think we could have so easily
just stopped. Yeah.
And
I think a lot of people would have probably.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, just, you know, being able to make those hard decisions and things. I remember it was like, you know, getting on a call and just being like, you know, this is the fact of the matter. We have to make the decision. You know, let the landlord know that, and as a, you know, as founders of the company, that we need to do this. Mm-hmm. And we decided collectively that it was the right thing to do and that we needed to do that. And so I remember that was a really hard time, but it was like, I think we had like a week or something.
It was crazy. Well, because what had happened was, I think there was like 2 or 3 weeks left in the month, but our landlord said, okay, if I can get somebody else to come in and fill your spot, I'll let you guys out of your lease.
We're like,
perfect. And we were like, great. And so actually that ties into a whole different story. But just that transition of moving out of the space was so chaotic.
It was literally chaos. I remember there was
It was a week or something.
Yeah.
Maybe less than. I think it was like a weekend.
I think it was a weekend because
we were supposed to have the full week and then he found somebody like Friday. He was like, actually you have to be out by tomorrow. Like it was like,
yeah, what? And we're like, okay, but like
it was chaos.
We were like, fine, we weren't gonna fight.
Yeah, no, we were like, we will get out as soon as possible. So exactly. We were like all hands on deck.
But
like
the struggle is that this was a 3,000 square foot,
two story giant warehouse
with like we had a ton of furniture, we had a ton of stuff in there.
Yeah,
and so we were like, okay, well, like,
what are we going to do with all this?
What are we going to do? Do we need to get a storage or
yeah.
There's no way we can
sell. We didn't even know if we were going to get another space or what we were going to do.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, do we put it in storage? Do we put it in like a, I don't know, like, is there another office space that we
could do? Yeah, what can we do?
But like, we're like, we have to be out by Monday. We can't sell all of this by Monday.
Yeah. There was a lot.
Yeah. It was so much. And so we were going back and forth. And then he calls us again. He's like, you know what? Actually, just talk to the people and
they want
to
buy all your furniture.
And we were like, universe, thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
Divine.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was crazy the way that happened. And it was like they came in and it was this other startup that wanted like just bits and pieces of the furniture. So we were like, and then we were transitioning over to another space next door just for the time being.
So you're going to call it a startup?
I mean, what do you want to, how deep do you want to go into it? I mean, it was not a startup. Let's just be real. It was shady.
It was so
okay,
shady.
Okay, if you guys want the real tea, yes. I'll give you the real tea. These people were drug dealers that moved into our space. We did not know this. We did not pick them. No one knew. Our landlord didn't even know. So this is what actually happened. They moved in and then everyone found out, like, this is shady. Like, yeah. They had like money counters and security cameras up within like 30 minutes. And
they said they were a boutique. So yes, they said they were like a female boutique that was going to come in. And that's why they wanted all of our furniture.
Yeah, but they only had two girls and it was all guys. And they came with these like blacked out, like not like sexy blacked out, like spray painted the side of a U-Haul van blacked out.
And all
like very weird. There was just very weird red flags that we were like, is this sketchy? Like, what's happening?
I just remember it was like you, like we had talked that we were gonna meet there, and like, and we did, but like you got there before I did,
yeah.
And so you're like in there, and I like walk in, and there's all of these like guys, like big like
guys. Yeah, because more and more kept coming in.
They're like, they're moving all of their stuff in already. And I'm like, wait, I thought they weren't moving until Monday.
They weren't supposed to. We were supposed to have the weekend and they ended up moving in like the next day.
And so they start moving everything in. Lo's talking to one of the girls, I remember, because they were like a boutique. Like at first,
she was trying to say they were a boutique.
Yes. And you were talking to her, but we didn't know what was really going on at that
time.
Yeah. And so you're like, you should become a forward female.
Well, yeah, because I had no idea what was going on. She was like, yeah, we're trying to start an athletic wear company.
I'm
like, amazing. We would love to support you. Come to find out.
Just looking back now.
Full on like doing shady stuff in there.
I just remember we almost died that day because we sold all of our furniture. It took a long time because we were getting all of our personal stuff out of there. Because we had like, all of our personal stuff was in our offices.
Yeah,
and
they were like coming in, and we were kind of pissed at our landlord. Like, hey, you said we had the weekend at least. Yeah. Like, we're trying to be flexible with you and get out as fast as possible. But like, you said the weekend. Like,
yeah.
And so we're trying to like work with everybody and like you know.
Yeah. Thank God. Like, there was this amazing space that was like a true co-working space. Yeah. Ours was like an event space and like to do, you know, bring women together specifically. But there was this amazing co-working space next door that we had a great partnership with. Yeah. Obviously
called Union Co-Work. Yeah, they're great
and amazing. And obviously this wasn't the most ideal time for them either, so they had a ton of empty offices,
right?
And they let us move into one of their spaces like for free, like literally so amazing. And so, and the doors were like connected to the office, so we were going back and forth just bringing like one, I mean, this little office that we had was probably like a 10 foot by 10 foot.
Oh God, it was tiny. It was maybe like a closet size of what we just had in our space.
Exactly. So we're bringing over like little
we're trying to figure out what's going to fit in this new little office. It's like one little tiny room when we went from two-story giant warehouse.
Yeah. Like, so we're going like back and forth. And we're like, and then we're deciding what we're going to keep versus what we're going to sell these people.
Yeah, it started getting weirder by the minute because then as we're like trying to move stuff into the new space, they already have like, there's like at least 10 to 15 people in there working.
Yeah, putting up security cameras.
They had security cameras within like the hour pointed. And then the last sketchy thing was that we came back to the space because we had to get our cable box because Spectrum was like, oh, we have to return the cable box.
Yeah.
So we go back and walk in there, they have like one like money
in our conference room.
In our conference room. This is crazy telling this story now. They had money spread out all over the table and they had like multiple money counters.
Yeah. And like, and
like the little and I, things that are like the dollar counters.
Yeah, and we're like, see it and we instantly know we weren't supposed to see that.
Because they were like rushing us out of there and they were pissed that we came back in.
Yeah.
And then we find out, like, what, a week later or something, like, they got,
because
like,
we're still going to, like, the office next door because now we're using the office next door.
And we were good with our landlord. Like, he was, like, you know, and good with us.
And, yeah, they were,
that was shady.
Yeah, so they were out in a week, but, like, we, and it was just low
and high. And they lost their whole deposit and, like, who knows what happened to the furniture.
Who knows?
But not my monkeys, not my circus. Yeah. And, yeah, that was crazy.
Fam, it was literally so wild. And probably, we've never ever told that story before.
Not in full detail like that, no. No, that's usually like behind the scenes kind of a story. But
I feel like that's, like, what we have to, you know.
It's the real nitty gritty of what happened. I mean, and it's honestly a good fucking story. Like, that's hilarious now looking back on it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, the stuff we went through to get to where we
are
now.
Like, it was such a moment. And we look back now and we're like, wow, we can't imagine this business, you know, being any other way. I got an email today and I read it out to Lo from a realtor and they were like, hey, like we see Ford Females crushing it. We just have like the perfect office space. It's 3,000 square foot.
And so they're like, no more. I won't go back. We can't do it.
We're like, yeah, I don't think that's us anymore.
No.
I think we're building in a completely new way.
Yeah.
And
we're just so clear now on our business and our model. And like, it's so solid and so set. Like, we could never go back to that old way.
No.
I mean,
no.
First of all, talk about working the opposite of smarter versus harder. Like, we were working the hardest and not automating, not systemizing. We were not, like, all the things that we now preach is because we went through all of these errors and we went through all of these learning lessons. And so that's why we're like, we are not gatekeepers. Any like knowledge or information we can share, please take it and learn from our lessons and don't make the same ones, because we went through a lot of them in the beginning and everyone does.
Many. Yeah.
But I think, you know, anything that can be taken from this, I think that be nimble enough to pivot with your business, but also be steady and solid enough to never really veer that mission.
Yeah, 100%. I like doing these story times.
Wow, I know. I'm like 40 minutes into story time. Here we are.
This is like really how we like usually go back and tell a story. So I think it's really fun. Let us know if you like story time episodes, because
we'll keep doing them if you like.
We
have some crazy stories.
A lot of stories.
This is barely scratching the surface, fam. Like, just wait. Let us know, though, because we want to be able to provide value in these. And if these are in any way inspirational or valuable in any way, we would love to keep doing them.
Yeah, absolutely. hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a great week. Hope you have a great day.
Have an amazing week. Amazing. You're going to crush it.
We love you deeply. Bye.
Bye.
That concludes this episode of Her Next Big Move podcast. Everything that we discussed in today's episode and for more information on Forward Female can be found in the show notes below and on our website, forwardfemale.com.
We want to thank everyone who helped this episode come together and you for tuning in.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and come hang out with us on our socials.